Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the children that we have. We just ask you, Lord, to give us insight and wisdom, Lord, with your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I trust that you ate a lot of candies this week, you know. That's right. And mommy and daddy gave you candies as well. But think about sometimes when somebody gives you something that was personally made for you. Like mommy or daddy got you something, you know, like a toy or made you a sweater or whatever, a hat or something like that, you know. And some people are good with their hands and they make, you know, something for you. And it's kind of special. You know, it's kind of fun. I remember my grandfather made me a little chair, because he was a carpenter. He made me a little chair, and for me it was special. Wherever I went, I carried that little chair with me. You know, and I went. And I thought, you know, my granddaddy loves me, you know. And so you appreciate it. Like for Valentine's, my wife made me some truffles, handmade truffles. Because she is a pastry chef, and she knows how to make those things, you know. So we enjoy them. And the day after, actually the same day, that was one of the ladies at work's birthday. And she always makes them something personal for them for dessert. And the lady wanted chocolate mousse. And she made them a chocolate mousse, you know, with handmade whipped cream. You know what I'm saying? So when you eat the thing, it's like eating silk, because that's how special it is. And she really enjoyed it, you know. So sometimes, and that lady is always, because where she worked before, she was just like another number. And here, like, Mary Jo really embraces her, like, you know, we would appreciate what you do, you know. So we appreciate things like that. So when somebody makes something for us, we really appreciate it, you know. And that's how God made us. When God created the heavens and the earth, you know, when he made mankind, he made each one of us, you know, and he just gathered the earth that he had created, and he formed it. He got on his knees and he was there forming the earth, and he formed each one of us specifically. See what I'm saying? So he says he formed Adam and Eve, okay? So he formed Adam, and then he breathed on him the breath of life. But if we go back even to the beginning, when God was creating the heavens and the earth, you know, the earth was void, and then the Spirit of God basically hover on the earth, basically making energy to get the earth, the waters going, so the waves and everything starts to run. You know, and then he was creating all the trees and all the fruits and everything, gave life to all that. God was doing all that. You cut a tree down, and then next thing you know, 3 weeks later, it's coming up again. Right? Life back to the tree. Sometimes you chop the tree down, and then a few months later, you can see the little sprouts coming up. Right? Life back into the tree. So when he made us, he had you and I in mind all the way through the end of creation. So as we see in God's love, when he was actually creating all that, think about God. In the back of his mind, he was thinking about John 3:16. So in our Bibles, John 3:16, you know that verse very, very well. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever," and that's the word "whoever." See, some people believe that God chose some people. No, whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So again, God had this in mind, that he, when he was creating the earth, he had you and I specifically in mind, because he doesn't want anybody to perish. So God loves us, and the children are so precious in his sight. You know, he always told the disciples, because the children were coming to Jesus. I can see the little children coming to Jesus. And the disciples were saying, "No, come on, leave him alone." And Christ says, "No, let them come to me." That's how precious they are in his sight. And you tell a little child, you know, one day, you remember when all this, like Superman and, you know, and all those Disney characters, the children will actually jump from a table because they think they can fly. That's how their faith are. They have more faith than we do. They believe it. That's why it's so, we have to be so careful when we tell them something, because they believe it. And that's why it's so good when, you know, we see them taking in the Word of God, because they believe it. It's much easier for them to believe than us as adults. So the children, God is so loving towards them. That's why he says, you know, if you cause anything to the children, they might as well just take a cement stone on your neck and throw yourself in the ocean, because that's how much I care about them. So God cares for each one of you. He designed each one of you differently. And the heart of each one of you is differently. And you know it's amazing? Each one of you are going to get a different gift. Yeah? Each one of us have a different gift. It is not the same. Could you imagine we all have the same gift? It would be boring, right? But God gave each individual a gift. And it's amazing. And we can see actually Abraham, when Abraham was told at the age, it was like 13 years before he had the child, you know, he had Isaac. And God says, you're going to have a son. And then 13 years later, nothing happened, right? It's so easy to lose track and say, God, what happened? And then he had a son. And I think there was about Jesse's age. And God says, okay, take your son. And now, sacrificing for me. Can you imagine the pain that he had? He had to talk to Isaac. And he went up to the mountain 2 days later, right? Now, he understood that because he says, Father, I see the wood, I see the fire, I see the knife, but where is the lamb? So it's obviously that Abraham was doing the sacrifice then. And they go up the mountain for 2 days, 3 days. 3 days they go. That's a child that they've been waiting for. See, and that's why it's reflected in this verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That was a picture of the son that God was going to let him die on the cross. And that's amazing that God had his son in mind when he had Isaac, just like he had you in mind when he created all of us. So we see, as Isaac goes up the hill with his dad for 3 days, and he goes, God, here's my son. He tied his son. He started, you know, he has to kill the animal first, you know, before he starts the fire. So he was going to kill his son first and then burn him up as an offering to the Lord. But before he did that, God says, stop. I believe that you believe in me. See what I'm saying? And we see that even though in Isaac's life, I knew that Abraham, for some reason, knew that his son was going to rise again. But the same picture that we have here, that God loves us so much, that he would not allow anybody to die. He doesn't want anybody to perish without knowing him. So 3 days they went up the mountain. 3 years Christ was in his ministry. They had a donkey. For 3 days they were running. Christ entered Jerusalem in a donkey. Abraham put the wood on, I was going to say Jesse's back, but on Isaac's back, okay? To go up the hill. Christ carried his cross up the hill. Except that this time, God didn't stop. His son was crucified. Isn't that amazing? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And that's how much he loves us. He loves us so much. It's like Valentine's every single day. Okay? That's how he wants us to live. He wants that Valentine's for us every single day. He doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants us, when we go to heaven, we see each other just like we are right now. and we're going to be together forever and ever and ever and ever. That's what he wants. He wants us to be with him at all times. So for us, that God loves us is that we shouldn't take it for granted. You know, and once we believe in his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, he enlarges our hearts so we can love others. That's the first thing he does. And the only way we can do that is because his spirit comes and lives in us. So we can do that for others. That's his plan. He wants us to love each other. That's why he says, love one another. So as we continue to grow, you know, the children continue to grow, I know that we're gonna fail. Can you imagine going to school every day and you have a friend? For 3 years, you have this friend. He's your neighbor, and you go walking to school with him or with her, and every single day, you eat lunch with them. You're sharing your cookies. You're sharing your lunch. I know how you kids are. You're sharing all the lunches all the time, right? And suddenly, 3 years later, your friend says, because they're teasing you, oh, I don't know him. I don't know her. Could you imagine? For 3 years, it's your best friend. And suddenly, he says, I don't know her. I don't know him. That's what they did to Christ. For his friends. They abandoned him. When it was time for him to go to the cross, they says, I don't know him. 3 times Peter denied Christ. So, but we can see that Jesus loved them so much that despite of that, he went to the cross. Because he loves us that much. So that's love. That's what it means. God loves us so much, he doesn't want us to perish. So when you remember Valentine's next time, remember how much Christ loved us. So when you eat that cookie, it says, ah, Christ loves me. So it makes a different meaning. So it actually is that we celebrate. Okay? Amen?